All right, thanks a lot, Mark. Joined now by Patriots head coach Bill Belichick. And, Coach, before we get to the game today, every team's got to go through it. Tough stretch, two games in the next 5 days. We'll get to the Giants later on in the week, and I know it's going to be a quick week for you guys. But the Redskins, not a common opponent, not an opponent that you know much about. When you watch them on film, and I know they're winless, they're scrapping, you know, they're looking for their first win. What do you see when you see them?
Well, they have a lot of talented players. You know, this looks like the first week that they'll have their starting quarterback, Colt McCoy, out there, and you know, he certainly adds another dimension to the offense. But you know, they have two excellent backs in Thompson, Peterson, and a good group of wide receivers, a very talented group, and a very experienced offensive line. Defensively, again, another experienced group, really good front, you know, front defensive line, and also outside linebackers, Kerrigan and Sweat, Norman, you know, quality corner. So they're good specialists. They're a good, solid team across the board, and as you said, a team we don't know a lot about. West Coast offense, pressure defense. You know, they can make things happen in a hurry with big plays and turnovers. So, you know, we'll have to do a good job taking care of the ball and being sound.
When you say West Coast offense, too, and I know a lot of them are different. Some of them like to run the stretch stuff underneath, but more concerned with some of the vertical stuff downfield, especially with the kid from Ohio State, Terry McLaurin, and what he can do.
Yeah, that's a big part of their offense, their play action shot plays. But they do a good job of completing a lot of passes, catch and run plays, under routes, curls, hitches. They use Thompson very much, use him a lot in the passing game. And he's, you know, kind of like James White type of player. He's very hard to cover and go with the ball in his hand. So if they can get the ball out quickly and complete passes and mix in some shot plays, balance it off with the running game, which they do a good job of, you know, they're effective moving the ball. They have a lot of good players.
Down on safety today, and Patrick Chung, I know he's already been ruled out, but how do you, I don't want to say you replace a guy like that, but you've done the rotational stuff back there where you've had three, even four guys out there at the same time. But who's got to step up today to help him out?
Well, Deron and Devin will play quite a bit. You know, Deron plays quite a bit anyway. Devin's usually in there. And so it'll be a combination of the guys.
Okay, Jordan Richards, too. You pick him up during the week. I know Nate goes down from a special teams perspective with Burkhead out, with, you know, Chung and especially Nate Ebner out. How good is it to have a guy that's familiar with your system, the calls, and the schemes that you guys run on special teams, and how important is that?
Yeah, that's been a huge addition. You know, Jordan's been able to come in, pick things up very quickly, of course, from his experience here, and step into roles that he's familiar with and that we're familiar with him doing. So I think there's a lot of confidence both ways. And, you know, hopefully he'll be able to give us a good, you know, some good quality play in the positions, as you said, where we need him based on some of the players that aren't playing today.
You've been here a long time. I know you talked about it this week. Steven Gostkowski, tough break for him this past week. You've had two kickers here during your tenure. You elect to go with Mike Nugent. What do you see in Nugent? You know, an experienced guy?
Yeah, very experienced. You know, steady player that has had a lot of success. He's kicked in some non-ideal situations in New York and Cincinnati, but he operates quickly, gets the ball up, you know, has a straight ball. So, you know, hopefully he'll be able to convert the scoring opportunities that we give him.
Their staff, guys like Callahan, Kavanaugh, guys have been around for a while, completely haven't put it together. Is it just based on some of the teams they played? I know they've been in their division for three tough games plus another one. How close are they at times when you see them and some of the adjustments they make and you know these guys as coaches?
Yeah, well, I think they're doing a lot of things well. You know, they've missed a couple of key players. You know, Reed for sure is a really go-to guy for them offensively. McCoy, you know, the starting quarterback. They lost Geis, who's a very versatile running back for them. They gave him a lot of options back there. So, you know, they've lost a couple of key pieces, especially offensively. Trent Williams obviously is a guy they were counting on. So, you know, you take four or five guys out of any offense, it looks a little bit different than it does when they're back in there. So, you know, I'm sure McCoy will help them today, and you know, we'll have to, you know, match up against the rest of these guys. But it's, you know, it's a good staff. It's a very experienced staff, and they create a lot of schematic problems that, you know, I'm sure we'll have to deal with.
Any chance we might see the rookie Harris running back today?
Yeah, we'll have to see how it goes.
All right, Coach, good luck today against the Redskins. You look to stay undefeated. Go get them.
All right, thanks, Scott. Appreciate it.
All right, let's send it back up to Beetle at Howl at the Moon.